Welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning, 8 a.m. Tuesday, September 14th, and we will move past coaching speculation to an actual matchup happening this weekend, a massive matchup taking place at Penn State as Auburn is walking into a whiteout, and former Penn State Nittany Lion quarterback Matt McGloin joins us now on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. You can follow Matt on Twitter at McGloinQB11. See his work, hear his work, SiriusXM, Big Ten Radio, and the Pay Dirt Podcast. Matt, it's great to have you on. Excited to talk to you about this matchup with what you've seen. And I understand level of competition for Auburn hadn't necessarily been the same as what it's been for Penn State. But just the matchup on the surface, what excites you the most about what we're going to get Saturday night there in Happy Valley?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I appreciate you guys having me on. And right away, I'm excited to see this Auburn run game versus this Penn State run defense. That's certainly been one of the strong points for Penn State, at least when I thought there in the first few weeks of the season. It's an exciting matchup, certainly. Penn State's going to be tested again as they were week one against Wisconsin. But this is a good game. This is a good matchup. I think, after this week, we'll get a pretty good understanding where both teams are moving forward. Excited about this one. Going to be a fantastic atmosphere.
When you watch Penn State this weekend, or the last couple weekends, what concerns you most about this matchup against Auburn? For instance, what inefficiencies do you need to cover up to make sure that Auburn can't exploit them?
Yeah, look, I think defensively, the issue I had, especially last week with Penn State, was the inability to apply pressure just from a four-man rush against Ball State. Now, look, that was in no way, shape, or form a warm-up game for Penn State, Ball State. That's a good football team, returning MAC champs. They're definitely trending in the right direction as a program. So Penn State pressured a lot in that Ball State game, and that was really the only way they were able to get pressure. They struggled with their front four now. Ebiketie has done great things for them in the run game. Tackle for losses. He really made an impact here early on. And then, what else do you want Jesse Luketa to do for you? from a defensive end position, from a linebacker position, he's done a great job. But I think that front four needs to create pressure Saturday night on Bo Nix. If you start bringing your corners, your safeties, bringing the nickel, switching up the packages at the linebacker position and bringing them, this kid has played too much football. I feel like Bo Nix is Nick Sam Ellinger. Like, I feel like he's already been playing football for a long time. This is going to be the 27th game that he's played in, right? And I know Beaver Stadium is going to be rocking, and I know how excited they are for this matchup, the whiteout game day. This crowd is going to be fantastic. But I don't think it's going to have the same effect on a guy like Bo Nix that it would have on Michigan's Cade McNamara or Iowa or Spencer Petras. It just won't. He's been around the game too long. He's been in a lot of big games. So defensively, if you're thinking to yourself, we're going to rely on that crowd, they're going to do this, we're going to be able to get false starts, and there's going to be a lack of communication from Auburn's offense, I don't see it happening like that. I really think they're going to need to be dialed in defensively. And if they can't stop Tank Bigsby and company in the run game early on, I think it might be a long day for this Penn State defense. They really need to stop this run early in the game.
It's so interesting, Matt, because I think most people here that are preparing for this game would say that a lot of the opportunity for Auburn to maybe win this game is going to come down to the composure of Bo Nix. And if he's able to keep that, yeah, and they're interested just sort of how that's going to go, because there have been times that, not necessarily this year, but other years, that it's gotten loose a little bit. And I know Brent Pry back from his days at Vanderbilt. I know what he's made of. I know what he can throw at people. But what would you anticipate his plan being, especially on the back end, potentially mixing things up for a Bo Nix to try to cause some confusion, try to cause some commotion for him and what he's seeing series after series?
Yeah, and I think in a lot of ways you can compare him to Sean Clifford, right? In a sense that there's been times where he's looked great and there's been other times that he's struggled. And that brings me back to the run game point. If Auburn is able to get the run game going, I think should have a ton of success offensively. But if they can't, and it's on Bo Nix to play extremely well for four quarters, I don't see the matchup going their way. I think they really do struggle. Now, the secondary, Penn State, they feel like this secondary is the best they've had, certainly in James Franklin era. But, I mean, they're arguing that this could be the best secondary you've seen at Penn State ever, I guess. I mean, and the way they've played, you know, the pass coverage is tremendous, and the way those guys are able to help in run support has been great. Nobody's even tested Tariq Castro Fields yet. You kind of forget about him because nobody's throwing his way. And it's not like there's a drop-off in production on the other side with Joey Porter Jr. Now, Jaquan Brisker didn't play a ton last week. He was banged up a little bit in that Wisconsin game. He was on the ground three times, you know, but a tough kid. He battled his way, a true leader. And Jair Brown, the other safety for Penn State, is kind of being overshadowed by everyone else, but he's really come a long way in the past 2 weeks. So that is the strength of this team. You know, it certainly makes a good matchup, Nix's experience versus the talent of that secondary.
What about offensively? We're all familiar with Jahan Dotson. Been a little bit more, I guess, diving into the other pieces. We know that Dotson's a guy that can take over the game at wide receiver. Now that Freiermuth is gone, who are some other weapons that Penn State has at their disposal that could potentially give Auburn some fits?
Right, easily. I mean, you can't talk about Penn State without talking about Sean Clifford, and I'll be brief when talking about him because I feel like it's all anybody has talked about. I thought, when you look at last week, I thought he was decisive, right? He knew where he wanted to go to the football. I think he's seeing the field really well. You know, he had his struggles in week one, but I think in terms of just being able to process the information and understanding the game plan and knowing what Mike Yurcich wants from him, I think this is the best version we've seen of Sean Clifford. I really do. And you can just, like, he's not chasing reads the way he was in 2020. There's no uncertainty out there at times, right? I think he's really comfortable. In terms of him with the run game, less is more, right? They relied extremely too much on his legs in 2020. I think he's really starting to understand now how he can utilize his legs and utilize in the run game. That's funny. You know, I was talking about the other day on my podcast, you know, I mean, I was asked, you know, once a game, try to convert a first down once a game with your legs. Now, Clifford's a much better runner than I was, so I think you could try to get two or three first downs with his leg out of him. But he's doing a much better job with that. You look at this running back group, and what week one to week two, Yurcich did a much better job of kind of using those guys to complement one another. Noah Kane comes in, he's explosive. You get him on the edge, let him use that speed. Next thing you know, Kevon Lee comes in. Kevon Lee needs to be a one-cut guy for them. Too many times in week one, he was trying to do too much, right? Running towards the sidelines rather than just making that one cut and getting north-south and getting upfield. But I think he did a much better job of that in the second half. I think if they can continue to use those backs the right way and use them more out of the backfield as well, that's just going to be able to open up some things for Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington there, who's a tough matchup for anyone in the slot. And lastly, guys, I know I'm going on here, this offensive line. Now, there have been some moving parts on the interior portion of this line at the guard position. They need to find out what works for them, because as you continue to go and as you continue to play as a former quarterback, I don't want to see guys running out every other drive, or I got a different offensive line in there every single week. Give me something that we're confident in, something that I know is going to work for us.
Former Penn State quarterback Matt McGloin joining us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. We have seen it. We've heard about it. A lot of people talk about it. You've actually lived it. And going back to sort of what you talked about with Bo Nix a little bit earlier, what truly is the impact of a whiteout and being in that stadium and having to not only go against the team on the field, but everything else that comes with that particular type of a game in Happy Valley?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the sight of it itself. You know, when you run out of the tunnel for the first time and you're able to see that sea of white, you know, and they're all kind of moving in unison, you know, everybody is doing the same thing. It kind of messes with your eyes for a second there. It takes some time to adjust to it. And then once you're able to look through, you know, that sea of white and you see, you know, every person in that crowd, you know, you do think to yourself, it's like, there's a lot of people in this stadium right now, you know, so lights are bright. I've always felt like the lights were so bright on that field. You know, you can see reflections off helmets. So once you get used to it, you know, it's an exciting place to play. It's a great atmosphere, and it's a great opportunity for both of these teams to be able to play there in 2021. You know, and again, when you look at it, I mean, everybody goes back to there was no football last year. So, you know, I think everybody is going to be excited for this one. Certainly going to be loud, you know, but again, I wouldn't, again, with the way this offense is, the way this Auburn offense is, the way Bo Nix has played, his experience, you know, I really wouldn't try to depend on that. And that's one of the things I've been really impressed with Auburn. It doesn't seem like this is a team that has a new head coach, right? They don't look like a 6-5 team that we saw in 2020 under Gus Malzahn and Kevin Steele. So they're a hungry football team right now. These guys fly around.
What about the offensive line for Penn State? Auburn, not necessarily biggest group of war daddies up front defensively compared to what they've had maybe in years past. How do you think the offensive line for Penn State will hold up against a defensive line that's looked okay, but not 100% sure exactly what the level of competition is that they've been playing against?
I think, look, it's definitely a solid group, right? Walson Walker, at the tackle position there, really the strong points there. You know, the interior position is where they've had some changes, and they're really still trying to figure out what works for them. And being able to watch these guys and break these guys down over the past 2 weeks, you know, they've certainly had their struggles in the run game. But where I think Auburn could have success Saturday night is that third down package, being able to run games up front with their D-line, stunts, bringing pressure, you know, wrapping guys around and creating chaos that way. Penn State's offensive line has struggled in passing off those blocks and just kind of understanding, listen, if it's three tech slants this way, chances of somebody looping around is pretty good. So I think they just need to be sound in their gaps, right, and try to keep the integrity of the pocket. If they're able to do that and give Sean Clifford a little bit of time to throw the football, you know, there's a chance for them to generate a few explosive plays in the pass game.
All right, so we'll lighten it up a little bit. We got a couple people tweeting in from our neck of the woods that are making the trip to Happy Valley. Places to eat, stops they have to see. Give folks from this neck of the woods that have never made that trip some must-do, must-see, must-eat places.
The Waffle House on College Ave is something that's really, really popular. There's going to be a really long line. If you want to get breakfast, try to get there as early as you can, you know, but you have to be able to walk up and down College Ave, right? You walk down College Ave, you go up, you walk around down Beaver Avenue. It's just such a nice little college town. Go downtown, enjoy the shops, enjoy the restaurants, walk around campus. It's a really nice place, to be a student athlete and to be a fan, coming in for a game. And that's one of the great things about Penn State is like, you can walk from the stadium right to downtown. It's an easy walk. Everything is so close. They're constantly building new buildings and putting new things up. So, it's a good place. And, you know, fans are nice. It's a good place to take in a football game. It really is.
All right, that will be new for a lot of Auburn fans going somewhere. As fans being nice at a visiting venue, it doesn't happen a lot in this neck of the woods. So it's that'll be different.
Tailgating, tell them to enjoy the tailgating. It's going to be whatever holds 107,000 inside. There'll be tens of thousands outside still tailgating and stuff too. So tell them to take it all in. And enjoy it, man. It's a fun atmosphere.
Man, I just want your opinion, finally, before we let you go. With this USC job open, a lot of people are going to tie James Franklin to that job, say he'd be a good candidate, say he would take it. If he's offered that job, do you see him taking it?
I was talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine, and if they don't get – they're 2-0 right now. I mean, and they've played some good football. I didn't think they'd be 2-0 at this point. I didn't. I thought they were going to lose week one to Wisconsin. If they get the rest of the season plays out, it's going to be very interesting because if they go 9-3 or something like that, they don't get to a Big Ten championship game or the rest of the season doesn't play out the way that they think it's going to play out, they don't beat Ohio State, right? I mean, I definitely think there's a better chance of it happening now than in years past. And just because, look, he's in year eight, five different offensive coordinators in eight seasons, it gets to a point where what are we waiting for? Because every single year now, it has become this is the year, right? And in a way, 2016, when they won the Big Ten championship, that's the reason why, because he's been close. But now it's waiting, waiting, waiting. You're bringing in top talent and top recruits year after year. But what are you doing with them? If you can't help them grow and you can't win because of it, then it doesn't matter. So it really, yeah, it depends on the rest of the season, who they beat, who they lose to, what the final record is. If it's not what everybody thinks it is, I think the pressure is certainly there. And it does right now, I don't know, but again, as the season goes on, I think it's definitely something that everybody's going to be taking a look at.
Matt, great stuff, man. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Hope we can do it again soon. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Matt McGloin, former Penn State quarterback. Follow him on Twitter at McGloinQB11. He joined us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, low carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra.